Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
The Feast of 7 Days, and That means we'll be on the airways all the way until this feast is over. Normally on Tuesday we bypass this, but one thing about it, this is a high day, so we want to make sure we're part of everything. Because when we stand before that man, I want to say, well, I try to, and I've done the best I can, be a part of everything. So he said, well, that what the record shows? Yep. And that's the way it is. Let's throw it on the international side and see who all will be joining us on this call the Tuesday, fifth day of Yahuwah's feast called Tabernacle. This is the fifth day of Yahuwah's feast called Tabernacle. But they'll see right here. It's all about the Almighty Yahuwah, and this is his day, and this is his time. He's the one get it laid out. So we just follow instructions. If you follow instructions and everything he say come to pass, or if the heaven came to pass, it will come to pass. Well, that's it. So let's scroll down and see what's going on the international side. All the slots are still. All the slots are still seed raised. And what's flashing out of New York? 111091. 111091. So what we're gonna do, I still got a memo saying it will be a few minutes late speaking engagement, so we just gonna get straight and get something going on. And by going, see me grab Brother Yachdai Israel on the fifth day of the feast. And so when you meet your brother on the fifth day of the feast, you say with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yachdai Israel, fifth day of the feast of Yahuwah's feast called Tabernacle, Yahuwah Israel C. Ray. Brother Yachdai Israel, Yahuwah be with you on the fifth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. I don't hear nothing, New York. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, I hear you now. I hear you now there, Brother Yahuwah, Israel.
Yahuwah, bless you, Israel.
Well, let me make
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, right. Yeah, I hear you now in grand style. Let's throw down and see exactly what we got to do there, Brother Yachdai Israel. The elder be a few minutes late on a speaking engagement, so let's see if we get something going on with Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yachdai Israel. See if we can get something going on. This is the fifth day of the feast. Is that correct?
I would say so, see, I really haven't been, I've been going along with what you say.
Well, okay, well, if it's the fifth day, I mean, you know, if I'm on point, I want to make sure I'm on point. Because like I said, again, I know normally on Tuesday, that once I come from the seniors, I can wrap back a minute. So I don't know, I mean,
yeah,
you make sure we're on the sixth day. Which one we on?
I believe it's the fifth day, sir.
Okay, all right. Good enough. Hey, you know, hey, that's what it's all about. I remember in the 12th chapter, he did ask a question in the 12th chapter. Okay, I'm good for one piece of zeal there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. See, the reason I said that in 1 Kings chapter 12, see, the reason I said that, in 1 Kings chapter 12, let's see what it says in 1 Kings chapter 12. Let's see what it says. I'm good for one piece of zeal there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. So 1 Kings chapter 12, let's see what happened in verse 6. Let's see what we got written, what is written in 1 Kings 12, verse 6.
Book of 1 Kings chapter 12. Verse number 6 reads, King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, how do we advise that I may answer this people?
See that? So everything we do say, we definitely can back it up there, Brother Yaknai Israel. So now, so like I said again, if you say it, I say it the fifth day, you say it the fifth day. So hey, there's it. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we can get something going on this fifth day of Yahweh's feast called Tabernacles.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. So let's open up in Sirach 28, verse 17 through 25. Then we will go on down to Leviticus to see exactly what part that we need to bring out and take number five. I mean, take fifth day of Yahweh's feast called Tabernacle. Let's go to that. I got all about what I said just that quick. So I hope you got it. Whatever I just said, I said it. Brother Yahweh Israel, come on.
The book of Leviticus, chapter
23. No, I said something in Sirach. I said something. Yeah. I said it opened up in Sirach. But it don't got past me just that fast. Israel. Did you catch that? I said something about Sirach.
Thought it was 28.
Okay. 28?
Yeah, if I hear it correctly.
Okay. Let's try that. 17 through 25. Yeah, let's try that. Let's see what we working with by opening up in Yahweh's feast by going to Sirach 28. I got to make a note of that myself. See, I was getting my paper together. When I called that out, I should have wrote it down myself. 28, 17 through 25. Let's see what we got going on. Come on.
The book of Sirach chapter 28. Verse number 17 through 25 reads, Sirach 28, verse number 17. The stroke of the whip make it marks in the flesh, but the stroke of the tongue breaketh the bones. Verse 18. Many have fallen by the edge of the sword, but not so many as have fallen by the tongue. Verse number 19. Well is he that is defended from it, and have not passed through the venom thereof. We have not drawn the yoke thereof, nor have been bound in her band. Verse 20. For the yoke thereof is a yoke of iron, and the band thereof are bands of brass. Verse 21. The death thereof is an evil death. The grave were better than it. Verse 22. It shall not have rule over them that fear Yahweh, neither shall they be burnt with the flame thereof. Verse 23. Such as forsake Yahweh shall fall into it, and they shall burn in them, not be quenched. It shall be sent upon them as a lion, and devour them as a leopard. Verse 24. Look that thou hedge thy possessions about with thorns, and bind up thy silver and gold. Verse 25. Weigh thy words in a balance, and make a door and bar for your mouth.
So, according to what you just got to read now, Brother Yahweh Israel, in the early part of it, it's telling you about that tongue. Is give me the first couple of verses again about that tongue there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Now, I don't know which way we're going, but it's something about that tongue that if you are of Yahweh, you will watch your tongue. I think I heard something saying it sounds like a little bit of that. Let's pick that back up again in that verse 17. I did write it down. Take it back, but stop at the part where it says, if you are of Yahweh, you will watch your tongue. Right there, Brother Yagdai. I think you on stumble up on something. And let's see, can we walk that down a little bit there? Come on.
The book of Sirach 28, verse number 17 reads, "The stroke of the whip maketh marks in the flesh, but the stroke of the tongue breaketh the bones." Verse 18, "Many have fallen by the edge of the sword, but not so many as have fallen by the tongue." Verse 19, "Well is he that is defended from it, and have not passed through the venom thereof, who have not drawn the yoke thereof, nor have been bound in her band." Verse 20, "For the yoke thereof is a yoke of iron, and the bands thereof are bands of brass." Verse 21, "The death thereof is an evil death, the grave were better than it." Verse 22, "It shall not have rule over them that fear Yahuwah, yet shall they be burnt with the flame thereof."
Read verse 21, 22 again, that Brother Yagda Israel. 21, 22 again.
Verse number 21. "The death thereof is an evil death. The grave were better than it." Verse 22. "It shall have rule over them that fear Yahuwah. Yet shall they be burnt with the flame thereof."
He says that tongue can cause you a lot of trouble in the eyes of Yahuwah. Because he's saying what he got written is going to be, well, we like it or not. He said, but that tongue is an unruly thing. So now you read that out of Sirach, so I want to precept that, Brother Yagdai Israel. I need to precept that because you want something for a minute before we get to Leviticus. So he's saying you got to watch the one that got a lot of tongue going for themselves. Because he said, one's got a tongue is not of Yahuwah. Because what Yahuwah got written is going to be. So if you catch anyone that got a great big tongue, always, otherwise you hear more tongue than you see body. You hear tongue, but no body but tongue. Let's precept that to James, the book of James. And let's see what James got to say behind that, because he had to pull that from Sirach, because James, Yahuwah the Son's brother, came after him. And what did he say in 3 verse 7? Let's read a little bit and see what he say and take it down to maybe 12 or 13 somewhere. What did James say about that tongue?
The book of James, chapter 3, verse number 7 reads. Book of James 3. Verse number 7, "Every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and have been tamed of mankind." Verse 8, "But the tongue can no man tame, and is unruly evil, full of deadly poison." Verse number 9, "That will bless we Yahuwah, even the Father, that will curse we men, which are made after the similitude of Yahuwah." Verse 10, "At the same I perceive blessings and curses, my brothers. These things ought not to be." Verse 11, "Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need a couple more verses, but he was using the example. You're not going to find mingled together sweet water and bitter water. So certain things just don't go together, and that's just like an unruly tongue. So you catch yourself among the unruly tongue, and when you got an unruly tongue, that we just found out from Sirach, and we just found out from James, an unruly tongue is not of Yahuwah. So if it's not of Yahuwah, an unruly tongue is from Satan, the devil. We just found it out. So anyone that otherwise have mouth, the tongue running, and you hear more of the tongue and less of the person themselves, that's an unruly tongue. And say Yahuwah say at the end of that, you will be burnt. All right, so pick that back up at 12, 13, and 14, that brother Yahdai Israel. I need to hear me a little bit more about that tongue. And verse 12 through 14.
The book of James chapter 3, verse number 12, read. Can the fig tree, my brother or sister, bear olive berries? Either vine feet. So can no fountain both be of salt water and fresh? Verse 13. Was a wise man and endowed with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Verse 14. But if you have bitter, envy, and strife in your mind, honor not and lie not against the truth.
So now. So that tongue have moved toward it'll have you with what in verse 14? Now, where we going with it? I don't know. So that tongue would do what for you in verse 14? Now, if you got an unruly tongue, you know, your tongue always got venom coming out your tongue. What did you just got through reading in verse 14 about that tongue?
Verse number 14. James 3, verse 14. If you have bitter envy and strife in your mind, honor not and lie not against the truth.
So, and the truth is the Almighty. So, otherwise, Yahweh tells you plainly in 7:15, what did he say tell you in 1 Corinthians 7:15? We're feeling our way around before we get down into Leviticus 23 there, brother Yahweh Israel. We're going to feel our way around a little bit, and we're going to talk about whatever Yahweh give us to talk about until we get directly in on this fifth day of the feast. So now, what I just said, it slipped my mind just that fast, but I know you got it. Come on.
Book of 1 Corinthians 7, verse number 15. But if the unbelieving depart, let them depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases, but Yahweh have called us to peace.
So Yahweh have called us to peace. So when you got a calling on you, you have a peaceful way of delivering. You have a peaceful way because Yahweh have called us to peace. So that's what he even called us to. Now, I know they was pulling that from somewhere. They have been pulling that. Let's back up to Psalm 52 and pick up around by verse 4. That had been pulled because you all these seers and James, if they talk about this tongue on both sides of the book, they had to pull that from somebody. And let's see where would that pull from by going to the book of Psalms 52 and pick up at verse 4. And let's read a little bit.
The book of Psalms 52, verse number 4 reads, thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. Verse 5, that what shall likewise destroy thee forever, he shall take thee away, pluck thee out of thy dwelling place, and root thee out of the land of the living. Verse number 6, the righteous also shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him. Verse 7, though this is the man that made not Yahweh his strength, to trust in the abundance of his riches, and strengthen himself in his wickedness.
Good. So right there. So Brother Yahdai, so far we found out where they was pulling that verse from the tongue. So if you got an unruly tongue, according to what you just got through reading in Psalm, can you sum that up in what it's saying, an unruly tongue in 52 verse 4 and 5? Can you sum it up by reading one more time, but kind of break this down for the national audience? If you have an unruly tongue, what is the end of it is going to be? Because the Spirit came down and told David to put in writing about an unruly tongue what you got coming according to 52, verse 4 and 5. Then I'll break that down for us there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Psalm, chapter 52, verse 4, and verse number 5 reads, Psalm 52, verse 4, Thou lovest all divine words, O thou deceitful tongue. Verse 5, Yahweh shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living.
Brother Yahdai Israel, can you break that down for the national audience? Because, you know, it's written in 13 chapter, verse 5 down to verse 8 of Corinthians. He says, examine yourself and see if you in with the word of Yahweh. Can I be broke down, Brother Yahdai Israel, for that national audience? What is that saying in that verse of Psalm 52, verse 4 and 5.
I'll take a peep at the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse number 5, verse number 9 reads, Proverbs 19, verse 5, A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he or she that speaketh lies shall not escape. Verse number 9, A false witness shall not be unpunished, he or she that speaketh lies shall pass.
That's precept there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So it's not good to have a unruly tongue. And Yahweh is saying it's not good to have an unruly tongue. So now that's what he's saying. So far we found out one thing. It's not wise to have an unruly tongue. That means you got to stay in order. And when it's hot and heavy, still don't do 2 verse 7. Give me the last line of Joel. Look what the man says when it's hot and heavy. What do the seer says when it's hot and heavy? What do we say in 2 verse 7 of the book called Joel the Seer? What does it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Joel 2, verse number 7 reads, And they shall not break their ranks.
He said, whatever it is, never break your rank and never let you off. And he tell you some things that never break your rank, because if you have an unruly tongue where you do not control your spirit, your end time, according to what we read, will be death. And that's what we read, and Brother Yahdai precept that and came up with an answer to it, because Yahweh said he had. Let's go to Psalm 34, pick up verse 14. What Yahweh have, Dave? Let's read a little bit. Now, where we're going, Brother Yahdai Israel, is just Yahweh knows. He knows what he wants on the table. So we know it's the feast, the fifth day of the feast. We'll get on that. Got plenty of time. But he's trying to tell you about this tongue. It's certain things you got to know about this tongue. And Psalms 34, pick up verse 14, because Yahweh did what? What did he do? Let's read till we get our point. 34, pick up verse 14.
The book of Psalm 34, verse number 14 reads, Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Verse 15. You have a Yahweh upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Verse 16, the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Verse 17, the righteous cry, and Yahweh hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. Verse 18, Yahweh is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, mind, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit.
Good. Excellent. So he's saying again, seek peace. He said, whatever you do, make sure if you don't have a peaceful out your tongue, then hold your tongue. That's what he's saying. He said, now when your tongue do make a statement, make sure your tongue is based upon seeking peace. That's what he's saying. So what we're going to find out right now, Yahuwah is saying, listen, because he's hearing a lot of tongue moving around. So when you hear a lot of tongue moving around in just the timeline for it, but he's telling you now, okay, a lot of tongue is moving around, but seek peace. If anything come out the tongue, if it's not peace, then hold your peace. Now, because this is what he says in Proverbs 24, verse 16 and 17. Now, what have we learned so far? We learned that the tongue is something that's unruly because they have no guide to a tongue. Unless that tongue is a Yahwali person, because Yahwali is telling you, don't be loose with your tongue. Because if you do, according to what we read so far, I'm going to kill you. That's what he's going to say right there. So far, that's what we're going to say so far about having a loose tongue when you take your tongue out and do a 37:14. See, you take your tongue out and do a 34 verse 14 on Sarat. What it says in 34, make it 37 verse 14. What it say about the tongue there, Brother Yahdai Israel? And 30, because your tongue plays a part on your mind, it'll have you to think something in 37 verse 14 saying what? Sarat, 37. Look at verse 14, 15, and 23. Let's see what it do. 13 down to verse 17 and verse 23. That's my final verdict, Brother Yahdai Israel. Sarah 37, 14 down to 17, and verse 23. What that say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Sarah, chapter 37. Verse number 14 through 17 and verse 23 reads, Sirach chapter 37, verse number 14. For a man and woman's mind is sometimes wanted to tell them more than seven watchmen that sit above in a high tower. Verse 15. And above all this, pray to the Most High that he will direct your way into. Verse 16, that reason go before every enterprise and comfort before every action. Verse 17, the countenance is a sign of changes of the mind. Verse 23, a wise man and woman, a wise seer, instructed his people, and the fruit of his understanding fell is not.
Now, what is he saying? He's saying, The responsibility of a seer is to instruct his people, not when something has already happened, but give you heads up before it do happen. So now, whatever this lesson is saying is for someone to be prepared to when you run into a loose tongue that is not Torah instruction-wise, to make sure you got to some 27 verse 12 if you run to a loose tongue. See, this is the fifth day of the feast. That is true. But Yahuwah always will give you something to pass on in advance. But you just got to have the ear to hear, just like knowing that going into the eighth day, it have nothing to do with going to the eighth day. It have nothing to do with, because we can't find such things in the scripture. That don't mean it's not there. The Bible is not a novel. You can't look into this Bible and think you just can do it like you looking at your tax returns. And no, no, it don't work like that. This Bible is, it's a pagan word, but it's supernatural. This Bible is supernatural. And those he get his word to, they will be able to bring out things that have been hid from you since the foundation of the world, knowing that the promise that was made to Adam, and he gave Adam a timeline when you and your seeds is coming back in the 14th chapter 1 through 9 of the book of Nicodemus, when you coming back to the place that you was kicked out of because of your sin. See, that's, you know, that's power. If anybody can tell you to the letter exactly what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and when you're going to do it, and you pay this guy no never mind, you know, that's something to think about. Here's a man can tell you, he told Adam exactly how long you're going to be out of the garden. And he told him exactly when he's going to wake him up. He told him, when I wake you up, Adam, you're going to lead your people back to the garden, which I kick you out. When you got a man can talk that plain to you, and then you let the world slow you down with that kind of understanding, it's not good, see, right? That's why I said, but that tongue can get you in a world of trouble by not understanding the scripture. The scripture is, if you're going to speak out of the tongue, make sure it's the tongue of 31:26. Now, look what he said. He's sincere. That sounds good, but drop 31:26 of Proverbs on. Okay, well, what did it say? What do 31:26 of Proverbs say? What did it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Proverbs 31, verse 26 reads, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the Torah instructions of kindness.
Wisdom in her tongue is the Torah instruction of kindness. Meaning, when our tongue make a statement, if the tongue do not bring out wisdom, wisdom is of kindness. That's the key right there, C. Ray, of kindness. So now, if you got wisdom or think you got wisdom, according to the Almighty Yahweh, when your tongue, which is unruly, If it's out there all over the place, then you know that's not of Yahweh. So what he's saying to the six anointed camps, beware of a tongue that will try to communicate with you unruly. Then you have to give them he or she a 27:12. Of Sirach. See, Yahweh always warned, but he got an order before it even happened. Now, if it happened and you fall into that trap, a wise seer will instruct his people. And that's what we're doing right now. So in 27 verse 12 of the book of Sirach says what?
The book of Sirach, chapter 27, verse number 12 reads, thou be among the indiscreet, observe the time, be continually among them, but be continually among men and women of understanding.
Mm-hmm. You see what he's saying? And he's telling you, well, how would you know if you around the indiscreet? How would you know? What can you read to see that you around the industry? You got to go back to your Bob and Pete. This is what the sign you look for. So now, the fifth day of Yahweh's feast. But see, Yahweh wants you to be clear what you have to look for And in Titus chapter 3, this is what you look for. An unruly tongue. What do you look for? You go to the Bible and peek. This is what it tells you in Titus chapter 3, verse number 10, 14, and back to 8. Titus chapter 3, verse 10, 14, and back to 8. Now, you see, I'm taking notes just as fast as properly. You're taking notes, too. So he's telling you up front. See, as these six anointed camps set up this massive attack on the known world, we must have the records on what to look for. And see, the record is what to look for is 1 Kings, 14. See, look, here's right here. See, what we're telling you is be aware of a loose tongue. You know, it can come from your better half. It can come from your neighbor. It can come from your mama, your daddy, your uncle, your best friend. Beware of a loose tongue. That's what he's saying. So in the 14th chapter, he's telling you up in front. Because if a loose tongue catch you and you've been instructed, then that's on you. Look what it says there. 14 verse 5. 1 Kings 14 verse 5. See, here it is. Yeah, 1 Kings 14 5.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 14, verse number 5 reads, and Yahweh said unto Ahijah, yo, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of you for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shalt thou say unto her, for it shall be, when she cometh in, that she shall feign herself to be another woman. Verse number 6, and it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet, as she came in at the door, and he said, come in, thy wife, for Jeroboam, for I feigned thyself to be another, for I sent to thee with heavy tidings.
You see that, see, right? So, I mean, do you see what the man's saying? So the man always is in your midst. You got to look around the world and see, Do you have any record of a Sirach 10:1 in your midst? Do you have Sirach 10 verse 1, what it say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads. Book of Sirach 10, verse number 1. Sirach chapter 10, verse 1. A wise seer will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent man is well ordered.
Right. Let's precept that to the book of Acts. Let's precept that to the book of Acts there, Brother Yahweh Israel. So now you know this ministry is aimed for the six anointed camps. That means somewhere down the line, six anointed camps, you're gonna come contact with tongue and cheek. What you're gonna hear is tongue and cheek. So you have to be aware of it when it comes, and you say, oh, I was expecting you to come on in. Well, how do you know? What would you mean? Well, all you bring to your table is tongue and cheek. Matter of fact, where your Bible at? Oh, well, you know, I don't need a Bible. Oh, so you're just going to bring tongue and cheek, huh? So you got to be, you know, so here go Paul in the book of Acts chapter 20, and look what he says. And verse 29 down to verse 31. So, let's see what he says. Acts chapter 5, verse 20, 29, I mean chapter 20, verse 29 to 31. Now, we also have Brother Yahweh Israel. I can kind of see which way it's going. Because, like I said again, you always going to have, they must be in your myth they call heresies. So, they're going to be there. It's just the point of the six anointed camps. You got to be aware of it. When you're on the clock, don't look at appearance and don't make a calling. Make a calling according to the Bible. When you be instructed by the seer to watch the one that's going to bring you
tongue-in-cheek and be all over the place. Because Yahuwah says, if that's the case, I'm going to cut them sharp. So don't be warned of something and you still fall into a tongue-in-cheek conversation. And no book involved. Well, you want to talk, but no book. See, if you want to talk with no book, you take away the strength of Yahuwah. We got to talk with a book. So where you going with what you're talking about that we can read? Look, it says over here in Acts chapter 20, 29 to 31. Listen to this.
The book of Acts 20, 29 to 31 reads. Book of Acts chapter 20, verse 29. For I know this, that after my departing shall grieve with wolves, entering in among you, not sparing the flock. Verse 30. Also of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples as of them. Verse 31. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone, night and day.
Yeah, verse 31.
Verse 31.
Yeah, night and day with... night and day with what? Yeah, 31. He was warning him night and day. You know, the seer be having two handkerchiefs in his pocket because he see exactly which way we going with this thing. And he wipes his eyes a lot of time when he look at things and he said, oh, no, not that one, too. You mean that one, too? That one, too? So, you know, that one, too. But the key to find as a that one, too, is to be a tongue-in-cheek conversation and no book involved. That's what you look for, see, right? So now you got the point. What does verse 31 say?
The book of Acts 20, verse 31. And for watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears.
You see that? So Paul says he was raised from the womb in Galatians, we're not going to read 1:15-16. He was raised from the womb to tell the story that Yahuwah left off on. He was raised in the womb to tell the story, see, right? So the point we're making, he was raised in the womb. Now, we read over there in Psalms, we read when David said something in Psalms about seek peace. What comes out your tongue is seek peace. Because then his son, he didn't take away from that. His son, Adam, we read. I'm taking notes. We read 34:14-18. Seek peace out your mouth. Now his son came behind it to say something in Proverbs 24, verse 16 and 17. Now let's see what happened in Proverbs 24, verse 16 and 17.
The book of Proverbs chapter 24, verse number 15, verse 16 and 17 reads. Book of Proverbs. Chapter 24, verse number 16. Proverbs 24, verse 16. For just man and woman falleth seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Verse 17. Rejoice not when thy enemy falleth, and let not thy mind be glad when he stumbles.
Mm-hmm. And what he means by rejoice not when your enemy falls, he means the precept of Galatians 4:16. He said, rejoice not when your enemy, so if you got an enemy that is a Galatians 4:16, what he says about a 4:16 of Galatians?
Book of Galatians 4. Verse number 16, read. Book of Galatians 4, verse 16. Am I therefore become your enemy, because I tell you the truth.
So, we found out that David said, seek peace out of your mouth. David said that. Solomon says, a just man and woman will fall seven times. They're going to go through something, but I will get them up. Now, Timothy pulled them verses. He pulled them verses in the fifth chapter and picked up verse 24. See, in the Bible, you have to know how to pull verses. Your tongue and cheek is not necessary unless you comment on the verse that you're reading. If that cuts you, fine. But you got to make sure what you're getting ready to say, you quote a verse on what you just got. So now we find out that David says, seek peace. Solomon says, a just man or woman will fall seven times. Timothy says, from pulling these fathers and sons, what he says in 5:24, let's read till we get our point. Let's find out what did he say. You hear what I just said? We're going to see what he say.
The book of 1 Timothy 5, verse 24 reads, some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to the judge. Some men they follow after. Verse 25, likewise also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise should not be healed.
Is any more of that?
As far as it goes, 25.
Read that again, Brother Yagdai. Because you said you read some powerful stuff there, Brother Yagdai Israel. I thought he was going to put a little chocolate icing on it. That's all I say, I thought. But because I'm taking notes too. Read that verse 24 again. Read what he just see. Here's the point we make it here. Some will get what they got coming. And it will be open to them to get what they got coming. And you can't feel disappointed if you getting something. How can I put this? Everybody can't be the steering wheel. But don't think Yahweh is not making notes on your good deeds. Well, I wonder when they're going to say something about my good deeds. Well, see, this is where you get yourself in trouble at. Worried about your good deeds. Yahweh know about your good deeds before you even start about your good deeds. He know about your good deeds. So read that one more time there, Brother Yahdai Israel. That was excellent on your part. Read it one more time. Because what he's saying, because see, a lot of people are saying, they'll see, well, oh, Brother, he put that quote real good, then why ain't nobody? No, listen. Yahweh see all, know all, but it's a time appointed for everybody to shine in their good deeds. Because matter of fact, and the reason we pull that verse out, because, I heard from one of the six anointed camps of why my good deeds haven't been noticed yet. See, it's not the point of your good deeds have not been noticed yet. Yahweh have already made a record of your good deeds. He made a record of your good deeds. So what you do is just continue and watch this thing unfold. If you don't get a pat on the back, which is only a 6 inch from a kick in the rear end. So it's up to you to listen what says and what you get ready to read them two verses one more time. So with that understanding, listen what said with that understanding in the next two verses. Read again that, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Book of 1 Timothy 5, verse 24 and verse 25 read. Book of 1 Timothy 5, verse 24. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to the judge. Some men, they follow after. Verse 25. Likewise, also the good works of some are manifest before him. They that are otherwise should not be he.
Brother Yahya Israel, you want to break that down for a minute? I mean, that's big verses right there.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
What you say, brother? Y'all got Israel?
I said, yeah, I'll give it a shot. Let me see what I can come up with. What can I precept that with?
Give it a shot. Because, you know, remember last night's lesson. It was read soundly that how Yahweh speaks. And why are you looking for that? Look what it says in Matthew 13:13 and 34 of Matthew. See, understand something. This ministry is aimed for the six anointed camps. Although it's packed to the rim all over the world. But understand something. When you read this Bible, it's not a novel. And you're not going to get it the way if you don't follow the rules and regulations step by step. Because if you speak with the tongue and your tongue is not of kindness, then right in there, that's not of Yahweh. See? Now you see that. So when the six anointed counts or come affronted with those that come, and when it come out their tongue, and if it's not of kindness, then you know through the fifth day of the feast is not of Yahweh. So then now you know if it's not of Yahweh, it's something to go escalated any kind of way. See, this is what you learn by coming and listening to the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. How to position yourself for this great massive destruction that's coming on the world through the voices of the true Israelites through the word of Yahweh. But you got to be on the same page. So if you're teaching and you got venom coming out your mouth and you got that is not of Yahweh, then you know right then and there. If you receive a phone call and all come out the mouth is unruly, all over the place, pointing the finger, a murmur, a backbiting, a complainer, then you know it's not Yahweh. So he told you in the 27th chapter, verse 12, the way you was going to give them. Did we read that verse already? Did we read 27:12, Brother Yahdai Israel?
No, sir.
Okay, what did that say anyway?
The book of Proverbs.
Yeah, what did it say in Sirach 27, verse 12? What was said in 27, verse 12 of Sirach?
The book of Sirach, chapter 27, verse 12 reads, Sirach chapter 27, verse number 12. Thou be among the indiscreet, observe the time, but be continually among men and women of understanding.
Okay, good. Precept that to Romans chapter 16:17. Let's precept that. So the Bible tells you what to do. If you're going to communicate with someone and all it come out their mouth by being in the industry and you part of it, you just give the day off. Because he's telling you that he letting you know, we're going to show you in a minute, about what he did and how he operates from the foundation of the world. It's already etched in stone every move that you're going to make, every move that I'm going to make. It's already written. The one that's going to choke, and the one that's not going to pay what you're saying, no, never mind, is already written. So now once you got the record on it and you still fall into it, then that's on you. Can't help you. Look what it says in Romans chapter 16, verse 17.
The book of Romans 16, verse 17 read, I beseech you, brothers, sisters, mark them which have division and offenses contrary to the doctrine that you have learned, and avoid them.
So here's what you do. If you're around an unruly person, and they not a kind, it's like a waitress bringing you food in the most pizza restaurants, and she come and she talking with the menu, say like, with a loud voice, what do you want? With a loud voice, she said. She said, what? You heard what I said. What do you want? I said, look, either you go get your manager in over here, you go on about your business. Because what came out your tongue, I don't want anything from you because what came out your tongue. See, if your tongue is unruly, you got to recognize something. If the tongue is unruly, you have to make adjustments. So when you got a conversation that's unruly, you got to observe the time. Oh, my goodness. You got to observe the time, see, Ray. Because remember, everybody, whatever a person going to do, is already etched in stone what they're going to do. He already know who not going to do the covenant of Yahweh. He already know who's going to hear the word and make a move according to the word. All our job is to do is to watch whatever happens from the pages of the book. And you be saying, my, that's a strange thing right there. I didn't figure that one will fall off like that. But no, but see, Yahweh know already who's going to fall off and who's going to be ready to go. But he'll give you every sign to be clear how to position yourself according to this Bible. That's big talk we're trying to tell you in advance, see, right? But it's those got to hear to hear. So what we're reading, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Romans 16, verse 17, we just read.
Okay, good. So that's what we had. So what were we holding to come back to that? What were we just was holding?
Yeah, we was precepting that the Proverbs, I believe it was.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Run the Proverbs 14, verse 10 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Run the Proverbs 14, verse 10, and then let's see, can we add a little bit more? Because we're going to definitely get on the feast. But Yahweh always will wire you up on some things. And now once you wired up on these things, now I'm telling you something. It's up to you. It's up to you to make an adjustment. And how you make adjustment is if you're around a person with an unruly tongue, you know it's not of Yahweh. So he's telling you exactly in writing what I want you to do, because I'm going to destroy that unruly tongue. And that unruly tongue means some things we're going to read shortly. What comes out of an unruly tongue, but you can have clear idea what to look for, and when you hear it coming out the tongue, it might be your closest buddy. But if you hear it come out their tongue, you say, "Hey, my closest buddy fit this right here." So you have to. What do I do? You make adjustment according to the Bible. That's what you do. You make adjustment according to the Bible. What's the reading there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Proverbs 14, verse number 10. Proverbs 14, verse 10,
Pick up verse 8. Let's walk into that. Pick up verse 8 down to verse 10. Listen real good from 8 down to verse 10.
The book of Proverbs 14, verse 8 through 10, read. Book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse number 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his ways. But the folly of a fool is deceit. Verse number 9. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Verse 10. The mind knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy.
That's big talk. What did it say in verse 8 and 9 again, brother Yahya Israel? What did verse 8 and 9 say again?
Verse number 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Verse number 9. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor.
So you say a fool will make a mock at breaking what Yahweh got on the table. Well, Yahweh got on the table, a fool will make a sin is breaking what he got on the table. What we read, a fool will mock at what's written. He said, but the wise will do what? What do the wise do? Brother Yahya Israel, what the wise do?
Verse number 9. But among the righteous, there is faith.
Just say that. But upon the righteous, and the righteous is one that keeps the Torah instruction. You'll see more body of the righteous, and then the one that, you know, got that loose chain with the mouth, all you do is hear about the mouth. See, that's that eager right there, see right here. So you got those that gonna be a duel, and the duels you'll be able to see them, but the one that got the mouth going is gonna be the one that got 12 verse 3 of the book of Ecclesiastes. They have a 12 verse 3. What do it say in 12 verse 3? Now this is what you see. And see this, I'm telling you something. Now, still, this is for, it's for the six anointed camp to be aware. That means sooner or later, you're going to have a 2433. What it says over there in Matthew 2433. Sooner or later, you're going to have this now.
The book of Matthew 24, verse number 33 reads. Matthew 24, verse 33. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door.
Yeah, see right? See that? So when you see all these things happening now, it's near. Well, how close? It's at your door. Six anointed camps. So when you see all these things, see, after the lesson, it's put on the table. Now, you got to be aware of it now. Because when it comes at your door of one of the six anointed camps, you will be prepared to say, oh, okay, I'm already been instructed about your presence and how their presence will be. They will come with all kind of guile, venom, everything coming out their mouth, and you be known in advance. And now if you fall for it, shame on you. So now, let's run and see what Jude said. Now Paul said something. And 4:31, he stopped by Northern Kingdom. And he started talking on the subject matter. Let's see what he says in 4:31 is reached. We get our point. Now, Paul, see, remember, Paul was raised from the womb to get down there and start getting the business in order. So Paul stopped by Northern Kingdom that was scattered, and he started talking to them about what to look for in advance because that was his job. Let's see what Paul said in 4:31. What did Paul say?
The book of
Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 31. We're going to see what Paul said. So remember, everything we're doing, we're going to see what they say. We're going to see what they say, see right here. Oh, we're going to get on the feast. But Yahweh, he wants you to always follow his lead. We don't know what we're going to bring to the table. But he wants you to always follow his lead. We're going to talk about the feast in a minute. Because I smell all types of stuff going just for Yahweh. And it smells good to me. And we're going to do that. But you think you don't get no word? No. You got to get the word first. To eat them up and to drink them up is only hours, less than hours away, right? That going to happen. But you got to be prepared to understand what this man's saying through this Bible. And that's what we're trying to tell you right now. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 says, well, listen good. Let's read a little bit to get our point.
The book of Ephesians 4, verse 31 reads, let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Verse 32, be ye kind one to another, tender heart, forgiving one another, even as Yahweh for Yahweh the Son's sake hath forgiven you.
That's all we can get out of that. That's good. That's good. That's all we can get out of that, Brother Yahweh. I'm taking off now. That's all we can get out of that.
That's it, sir.
Okay, well, forget them one time, Brother Yahweh. Because, see, you came out, you know, like a hurricane. That was good. So what did he tell us to do? See, remember one thing. If we look at the Bible and make our move according to the Bible, what do the Bible tell us to do? Although he's talking to the northern kingdom, but southern kingdom can take heed to what he's saying. What does he say you do in 4:31 and verse 32?
The book of Ephesians 4, verse 31. That all bitterness, wrath, and anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Verse 32. Be kind one to another, tender minded, forgiving one another. Even as Yahweh the Father, for Yahweh the Son's sake, have forgiven you.
You see the man saying? Then it tells us to not only that, because this is a big job ahead of us, six anointing camps, it tells you, now this is what you do with the mouth in 13, verse 18 of the book of Hebrew, the title called Hebrew. This is what you do with the mouth. He's telling you, yeah, it's a way to use your mouth, but you got to do it the way that is told you according to Scripture. Because one thing about it, forces of the true Israelite, the six anointed camp, have positioned themselves to be, you know, talked about all over the known world. So what we want to come out your mouth is what we can read, and what it says in 13, verse 18, that what we can read. What can we read that we want to see you line up with Scripture? In advance, what it says in 13, verse 18.
The book of Hebrew, polluted word Hebrews, chapter 13, verse number 18 reads, pray for us. We trust we have a good country in all things, willing to live honestly.
You see that? So if anything come out your mouth, pray for the six anointed camps. Because you're not getting this message from no other magnitude of this level from anywhere around the known world. So before you become a backbiter, murmur, complainer, and talk with always with nails in advance, why don't you stop and pray for the six anointed camps? Because one thing about it, the whole world know about the six anointed camps, that we as the ministry are going to break the back of the hypocrites by coming together as one with this word. So if anything come out your mouth, pray for the six anointed camps. Pray that they continue down with the word of Yahweh, enlighten the people that got an ear to hear. That's what you're supposed to do. Huh? That's what you're supposed to do. And don't be, we didn't get that 12 verse 3 yet, did we, Brother Yahweh Israel? Did we get that? Ecclesiastes 12 verse 3?
No, we didn't read it.
Okay, what that say, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse number 3 reads. Book of Ecclesiastes 12, verse number 3. In the day when the keeper of the house shall tremble, the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders see, because they are few. Those that look out of the window be darted.
So he said, I'm going to take down the strong man. Matter of fact, it's already precept in 6:14 through 17. The strong man, that means the 17 nations. All of them is going down, Steve Reyes. He said, now, I'm going to even tell you exactly what all the strong man's going to do. In end time prophecy of the 6th chapter, verse 14 through 17. See, I'm going to tell you about the strong man. You know, the strong man that gets on the airways and tell you about it, his patience running thin, and my patience is running thin. You could come on over here and see me. Come see me now. I'll make a special trip to make sure I can tap you upside the arm. You know what I'm saying? So, listen. Do you understand that the strong men's according to the Bible, if you believe the Bible, we can read what's going to happen to the strong man. We ain't got to guess about it. Look what it says in End Time Prophecy 6:14 on verse 17. And then we're gonna precept that to 14:14 of Zechariah and show you exactly how the strong man going to go down. See, everything we show you, see, Roy, you can read it. It's been given to the six anointed camps to show you step by step what's going to happen. And that's why it's so important to understand about the Sabbath day, the feast day, and all the feast days, Sabbath day, because that's the bonding to get your understanding to make sure you're on the right track when you're on the clock. And it made it plain when you're on the clock, make sure you got some 1633 of St. John in you. What does it say in St. John 6:33?
The book of St. John, chapter
16:33. Make sure you got some 16:33 in you. What that say, Brother Yagdai Israel?
Book of St. John 16, verse 33 reads, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
You see the man telling you, he said, you're going to have the tribulation. You got that coming. The man that called in from the beginning. So you're going to have that. He said, but when it comes, the knock on your door, the tribulation of good cheer, because it's going to happen to you. But when it happened to you, be of good cheer. That was a man telling you. Now, what you reading that, Brother Yagdai Israel?
The book of Revelation 6, verse number 14 through 17 reads. Book of Revelation 6, verse number 14. They have departed as a soul, and it is rolled together. Every mountain and island moved out of their place. Verse 15. The kings of the earth, the great men and the rich men, the chief captains of the mighty men, and every bond man, every free man, hid themselves in the den and in the rocks of the mountains. Verse 16. It said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. Verse 17. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?
Yeah. See now, and when his wrath comes, see, you got to paint the picture. Now, when his wrath comes, here comes his wrath in 14, verse 14 of Zechariah. Now, here comes his wrath in 14:14 of Zechariah. So his wrath is, see, right here. The great day of Yahweh's wrath is coming. Your precept, your Bible to 14, verse 14, and here comes his wrath right here, 14, verse 14.
Because Zechariah 14, verse 14 reads, Zechariah 14, verse 14, Yahdah Judah also shall fight, and Yahdah Judah and the wealth of all the nations round about shall be gathered together, gold, silver, and apparel in great abundance.
You see that? So now you see Wuhan gonna be strengthened, and when the wrath come down on the known world, and who gonna lead the way is Yahdah Judah, and Yahdah Judah gonna collect all the wealth. So why would you take a suitcase now, knowing that you're cheating yourself, and Yahweh said you're gonna take all the wealth? Huh? So if you know you're gonna take all the wealth, why would you cut a deal now? You know, because if you cut a deal now, look at the man telling you. See? Look what he tell you in the book of Isaiah chapter 8. See, if you cut a deal right now, you cut a deal right now, see, right? Do you know what the man telling you? And that's why we stay in line with this Bible. If you're going to cut a deal right now, look what the man tell you about the mouth of the seer. In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 9 and 10. Look what he tells you. Acts chapter 8, verse 9 and 10. Look what he tells you in Acts chapter 8, verse 9 and 10.
The book of Acts?
Isaiah.
The book of Isaiah. Chapter 8, verse number 9, verse number 10 reads, Isaiah 8, verse number 9, associate yourself, O you people, and you shall be broken in pieces. Give ear, all you of far country. Gird yourself, and you shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourself, and you shall be broken in pieces. Verse number 10, take counsel together, and it shall come to nothing. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. For Yahweh is with us.
See that? See the man told us? The man told us, like it just like Mother Dev said, look here. We got all this, we got cooking everywhere. Yeah, but hey, what can I say? But one thing about it, Yahweh got it, he said one thing. Just do your part. Everybody do their part. That's all we gotta do. Because sooner or later they're going to recognize the signs of the times. We're going to eat them up and drink them up in grand style, no doubt about it. But let me tell you something, Steve Reyes. Yahweh is making it plain to you that the mean man, the strong man is coming down. Don't make no leagues with him. Don't cut no deals with him. Because everything he got on the table, I'm going to give it to you. That's the promise he made with Abraham in 13th chapter of the book called Genesis. So why are you cutting any kind of deals? He's just trying to tell you be in position to recognize the hypocrite from within. And I'm giving you all the rules and regulations. As Paul left the Ephesians, then Peter says, that was a pretty good expedition you gave with the northern kingdom. Why don't you come to southern kingdom and we'll give you a chance to get on the microphone, and can you get on the microphone and speak some dust as Yahweh, because that was pretty good. See, a wise will add on to what you're hearing. Now, let's go to the book of Hebrew, Pluto tried to call Hebrew. Now watch this. Now we read what Paul told the Ephesians. He said, listen, if somebody got a bitter mindset, they always backbite, murmur, and complain. He said, cut the time down on it and keep it moving. Now, so Peter told Paul, come to the Southern Kingdom Temple and give us a little bit of that. Let them hear what you told them and give us an example along the way. So we go on to the book of Hebrew, Pluto title called Hebrew, Brother Yahdai Israel. And we go on to the 12th chapter and pick up verse 14 down to verse 18. So, see, what we're doing, we're painting a picture, see, right? And then we're going, in a minute, we're going to zero in on the piece. But we're painting the picture on exactly what you do in advance before you get caught up. We're letting you know exactly what you do. Don't worry about who to your left and who to your right. Just understand that Yahweh have called this thing and who he called it to tell it to you. What's the reading that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Hebrews, chapter 12, chapter 14, chapter 12.
Yeah, taking on down to verse 18. I'll pick up chapter 12. He going to give you an example. He going to use a illustration with the word called as. He said, as don't be like this. He invited to the southern kingdom. So he giving you an illustration on what not to be. Then he used a people that they all was aware of as a such people. Don't be like this. Now Paul is on the microphone at the southern kingdom temple. And what he says in the 12th chapter, verse 14 through 18, and Mother D. F. Israel had me Proverbs 16, verse 3, waiting on me. Listen to this.
The book of Hebrews, the word Hebrews, chapter 12, verse number 14 through 18 reads. Book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men, and righteousness without which no man and woman shall see Yahweh. Verse 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the mercies of Yahweh, if any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Verse 16. Lest there be any fornicator, profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Verse 17. But you know that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Verse 18. For you had not come unto the mount that might be torched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness, darkness, and tempest.
That's big talk there, Brother Yahweh Israel. But back and read verse 14 again. That's big talk right there. Now see, that's big talk right there. But like I said, we all get covered so much. And I'm saying, back and read verse 14 again, 14 and 15. Listen real good what he's saying in 14 and 15.
The book of Hebrews, the word of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse number 14. Paul of peace with all men and women, and righteousness, without which no man or woman shall see Yahweh. Verse 15. Looking diligently, does any man fail of the mercies of Yahweh? Lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, thereby many be defiled.
Now, Brother Yahweh Israel, now, who won't take a shot at it? We'll take a shot at Mo D. F. Israel, what he said in 14? Brother Yahweh Israel, we'll take a shot at it, verse 14? Now, Paul is at the southern kingdom. In that southern kingdom is more of Yahweh Judah there. Now he dropped a foul statement on the lead tribe and all the rest of the tribe that was mingling in there. Look what he says in verse 14, and Brother Yahweh Israel, can you expound on that? And Mo'dib says she'll expound on it too. What is he saying in that verse 14? Listen real carefully about what is said in verse 14.
Verse number 14, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Call of peace with all men and women, and righteousness without which no man or woman shall see Yahweh.
Well, break that down, Brother Yahweh Israel, for this nice and audience. What that means, what he just said in that verse 14. Expound on verse 14.
Oh, well. Let me see what I can do with that, yeah.
Well, you don't have to precept that. Just find on the verse that's on the table for time's sake. We do a thorough on it. Just expound on the verse itself. Exactly what you get out of verse 14 for the national audience.
Well, verse number 14, saying that verse 14, Paul preach with all men and women and righteousness, without which no man or woman shall see Yahweh. So he's saying that you have to be a doer of the Torah instructions if you want to see the Most High Yahweh.
All right. I can deal with that. Modi of Israel, what you got at verse 14? What you get out of that, Modi of Israel? What do you get out of verse 14? What you get out of that verse 14?
Yeah, what
he said. Yeah, well, what is what? You read that verse and you let the national audience, you know, and you give a statement on that verse 14. That verse 14 is saying what? Because I'm the... Yeah, go ahead.
Chapter 12, verse 14.
Uh-huh.
All of peace with all men.
Yep.
And righteousness.
Uh-huh.
And without which no man shall see Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
So you got to... In order to see Yahweh, uh-huh. You got to have a covenant on Yahweh.
And you got to have what else? You got to have the peace of Yahweh, yes. Too. You got to have a peaceful spirit. Your spirit got to be of peace. You cannot be a hell-raiser, tale-bearer, or murmur complainer, because you will not see Yahweh if that's the spirit he's trying to tell you. Your spirit has to be a spirit of peaceful spirit. Now, if your spirit of any other than a peaceful spirit, he said you will not see him. Is that what you got to read? So if anybody got something to talk to you about and their spirit is not peaceful, you say, wait a minute, why are you even saying anything? Because your spirit is not peaceful. So you ain't got nothing coming with Yahweh, because your spirit got to be what kind of way? So the teacher, what he's saying, in advance, if somebody come to you and their spirit is not peaceful, then he said, well, why would you even bring that to the table on anything? You ain't going nowhere because your spirit ain't even peaceful. He said, if your spirit is not peaceful, who you not going to see? So then who left to see then? You see that? That's the book is trying to tell you. He's telling you in advance, but the look part, and the seer's job is to let you know that if it's a message from Yahweh, it'll be with a peaceful spirit. But if it's not that, it doesn't make a difference, because he's gonna burn you in the fire anyway. Because your spirit ain't peaceful. Is that what Paul just said?
Yeah.
Well, what did he say in Proverbs 16, verse 3 then? Let's precept that. So you got to, 609 camps, you got to watch these things. You got to be prepared. Now, somebody gonna bring you a statement. But if it's not coming to you peacefully, with the way Yahweh got it laid out, it's up to you to reject that conversation, because here's the point. Whatever you bring it to me, you're not getting past Satan with what you brought it to me about somebody else. You're not going to get past Satan. Why you say that? Because he told you if the spirit ain't peaceful, you ain't got nothing coming. You will not see Yahweh. See, we need to know these things. See? But you're reading 16, verse 3.
16:3. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3.
Yeah, what's that about this? We can get a precept out of it.
Commit your works.
Commit your works.
Unto Yahweh.
Yes.
And your thoughts shall be established.
You see, now read again.
Proverbs 16, verse 3.
Yes.
Commit your works.
Commit your what?
Works. Unto Yahweh.
Yes.
And your thoughts shall be established.
You see, the man just said. So submit. commit your works to who?
To Yahweh.
And what will Yahweh do in return?
And your thoughts shall be established.
See, that's the man's saying. Now, Brother Yahdai Israel, now go to Jude, Yahweh the Son's brother, and pick him at 1:16 down to verse 19. Now watch what he's saying. So now we're going to precept that to Jude, chapter 1, 16 through 19.
Book of Jude, chapter 1.
Yeah, Jude. Yes, sir. 16 through 19. Listen good what he's saying now. Now, remember, we precepting this from what we just got through here, and they're going to give you some signs what to look for, but you can say, oh, I recognize what I'm hearing from the page of the book. Because ain't nobody going to get around what's written. He's written everything in advance. He knows what everybody's going to do in advance. So he's telling you, now, Jude is Yahweh the Son's brother. So he's telling him something in 1:16 through 19, and listen good.
The book of Jude, chapter 1, verse number 16 through 19 reads, Jude chapter 1, verse 16. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust. Their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of advantage. Verse 17. But beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Yahweh the Son. Verse 18. And that they told you there should be markers in the last time who should walk after their own unyahwahly lust. Verse 19. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit.
They do what? What did they do? What did they do in that last verse? What sign would they do? What? Now here go the sign he tell you to look for. Watch the sign that they'll do. See, remember we read about Paul said, he said, I'm warning you day and night what to look for. He said, grievous wolves going to sneak up on you. But I'm giving you advance what to look for. Now, Jude is telling you six anointed camps before you get the knock on the door or your telephone or whatever, exactly how they going to perform themselves. Here it is right here in verse 19. Listen good.
Jude 1, verse 19. These be they. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit.
Now, sensual means, the word means that means they'll be always emotional. They're going to be emotional when they talk. He said they're going to separate themselves. First thing they're going to do, they're going to separate themselves. And they're going to speak with an emotional spirit. You see? So you see what this Bible telling you how they're going to perform? They're going to, first of all, you're going to hear their mouth, but never see their body. That's what he said going to happen. But you're going to hear their mouth, and they're going to be emotional. So he's telling you up front, when you get caught up with that, you already got it on record. Start again 16 through 19 one more time. He's telling you what to look for in advance before you get the knock on your telephone, knock on your door. He said, okay. And they always will be looking out the window making the phone calls. See? Or a drive to your location. And he's telling you in advance what to look for. You see? 1:16 through 19. Listen good. Then we're going to precept that. What did it say about the Yahdai Israel?
The book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 16 reads, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust. And their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of their advantage. Verse 17, But beloved, remember you, the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Yahuwah, Yahuwah the Son. Verse 18. And that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own unyahuwahly lusts. Verse 19. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit.
They have not the Spirit. They're going to be very emotional. They always can point the finger. You're only going to hear the mouth, but the works would not be on the table. Then we read a verse that what Yahuwah say you do in a case like that, Mabdiah of Israel. Then we read what it says in Hebrew 13, verse 18, and Brother Yahuwah Israel, I mean Sarah 6, verse 2, 14, verse 2, waiting on me. Then we read a verse what Yahuwah tell you to do. Then we tell you to do in the 13th chapter, verse 18, of the book of Hebrew, polluted title called Hebrew. What did it say you do in 13:18?
Hebrew polluted for Hebrew, chapter 13, verse 18. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly.
You see? Did the man tell you to do? You take, now, let me tell you what to do with the mouth. See, can you send a prayer up to Yahuwah for the 609 accounts? Send a prayer up. Everybody can tear something down, but who gonna build something? The only thing that's close to building is the 609 accounts or bosses of the true Israelite. Anybody can take a rock and throw it at a door and hope to put a dent in it, but not spade the door back out. What you do, backbiters, murmurs, complainers, pray for the 609 camps, because whether you believe or not, we is all that you got. These are the camps that's going to buck the back of the hypocrites by reading this word when the floodgates, and what you supposed to be doing is what Paul telling you to do. Pray for us that we able to deliver the knockout and help the ones that need to help, that want to help, instead of being a backbiter, murmur, and complainer. Now, look what it says in Sirach, chapter 6, verse 2. And another way you identify the ones that's a murmur, backbiter, and complainer is what the Bible tell you they'll do. If you see all of these signs on this person, like it says in the world, it crashed like a duck. It walks like a duck. It's floating in the water like a duck, then it is a duck. So if you get all the stuff to work with according to the Bible and you still get caught up, shame on you. This is the signs that they're going to be on with them unruly tongues. Sirach 6, verse 2.
The book of Sirach 6, verse 2. Extol not yourself in the counsel of your own mind. That your life be not torn in pieces as a bull strand alone.
They always going to be strand alone and tell you to join their aloneness that they got. Meaning they'll make no feast days. They will do no Sabbath days. They will look out the window and all they can find time to do is hear what you're saying just to be a murmur, complainer, and backbiter. I'm still doing what the Bible tell you to do. Pray for the 609 accounts. Pray that they continue to help those that going to make it out of the two-thirds. Huh? But no, I will just backbite and look out the window. Huh? That's what I will do. But see, we know that spirit is from Satan the devil. So when you recognize that spirit, now you precept under 14, verse 2. What does it say, Yahuwah Israel? 14, verse 2.
Look at Sirach 14.
Yeah, we're going to get a couple in, Brother Yahuwah Israel. A couple more in.
Look at Sirach 14, verse 2. Verse number 2. Blessed is he whose conscience has not condemned him, who has not fallen from his hope in Yahweh.
Read that again, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, Brother Yahdai Israel, you know, you get on something, but you know you gotta, you know how you are, like if you're a wine taste, you gotta get a good taste to it to see what you're working with. Bring that out, Brother Yahdai Israel. You were saying something. What did you read there? Come on.
The book of Sirach 14, verse 2. Blessed is he or she, who conscience has not condemned them, who has not fallen from their hope in Yahweh.
Well, you want to break that down, Brother Yahdai Israel? Just break that down. Break that down, Brother Yahdai. What we just got through here and there?
That verse right there.
You pass on that?
Yeah, I pass on it.
Mother of Israel, you want to shout at that? You want to read again then. Read it. See, I ain't trying to sit nobody up. I ain't trying to do none of that. It's just a man that's saying something. And you know what we read over in 23:4-7? He said, Ishmael. He said, you my firstborn son. What you see over there, Ishmael? I don't see nothing. Or he said, my right-hand man, Eliezer. What you see? He said, I don't see nothing but mountains. He said, y'all just stay on back with the ass there. So, he's saying something there. But he's saying something. Read one more time that Brother Yahdai Israel. He's making a profound statement here. 14, verse 2 of Sirach, what'd he say?
Book of Sirach 14, verse number 2. Blessed is he or she, conscience, and not condemned them, who have not fallen from the hope in Yahweh.
See, I don't care who to your left, who to your right. Don't fall away from what Yahweh got written in this book. Hold on to this all the way. As a matter of fact, we'll close out with this one there, Brother Yahdai. Let's go Baruch. Now we go on to Baruch and pick it up at 2:22. We go on to Baruch and we'll read a little bit till we get our point. We go on to Baruch chapter 2 and pick it up at verse 22. Now listen to this real carefully on what he's saying. Then we're gonna get on what's going on in Leviticus 23. We're gonna take care of that. And like I said again, we're gonna eat them up and drink them up on the fifth day. Ain't no question about it. We're gonna do that part. But when Yahweh wants a message put out, especially the sixth anointed camp, to be aware of this thing. You gotta be aware of it. Matter of fact, did you ever give me Matthew 13:13-34. I remember something about that back in the days there of this lesson there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Because, see, we don't expect the world to understand that. That's why the six anointed camps got to be prepared. The world is not going to understand probably half of what we're saying. And he tell you why in Matthew 13:13. What he said, Brother Yahdai Israel, backed up with verse 34.
Book of Matthew 13, verse 13. For speak I to them in parables, because they see it, see not. Hear and they hear, neither do they understand. Verse 34. Of these things spake Yahweh the Son unto the multitude in parables. And without a parable, spake he not unto them.
So all the while the same way we speak it. And those that's do not deal with the hands-on, it is a parable. It is a parable, but we're going to see if we make it not a parable. So whatever you got, hold that off. You got Baruch over there? You're fine, Baruch. We'll hold that all up, Brother Yahdai Israel. But what we will do, we'll go and see what Ezekiel said. We're going to see what Ezekiel said in the 7th chapter, verse 3, down to verse number 8, 15 through 18. and give me 25. We're going to see what Ezekiel said. We're going to see what the seal said behind all that we have heard so far. We're going to run to Ezekiel chapter 7. Read down to verse 8, 15 through 18, and 25. And then we'll get one precept in it, and we'll spring you, and we'll make our move. Let's see what it says in Ezekiel. We're going to see what the seer got to say. And we're going to precept that to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, 17 through 19. And we'll spring you from there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Listen real good. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 3 down to verse 8, 15 through 18, and 25. Listen good. Come on.
The book of Ezekiel chapter 3. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 7, verse number 3 to 8, verse 15 to 18, and verse 25 reads. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 7, verse number 3. Now as the end come upon thee, and I will send mine anger upon thee, and will judge thee according to your ways, will recompense upon thee all thy abominations. Verse number 4. Mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense your ways upon you. Your abominations shall be in the midst of you, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Verse number 5. Thus saith Yahweh, an evil, and only evil, behold, is come. Verse 6. An end is come. The end is come. The end is come. It watches for you. Behold, it is come. Verse number 7. The morning is come unto thee, O thou that dwellest in the land. The time is come. The day of trouble is near. And not the sounding again of the mountains. Verse number 8. I will surely pour out my fury upon you and accomplish my anger upon you. Will judge you according to your ways and will recompense you for all your abominations. Verse number 15. Sword is without, the pestilence, the famine within. Yet she that is in the field shall die with the sword. They that is in the city shall famine, and pestilence shall devour them. Verse 16. For they that escape of them shall escape, and shall be on the mountain like doves of the valley. All of them mourning, everyone for his sin. Verse 17. All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. Verse 18, they shall also gird themselves with sackcloth, and horror shall cover them. Shame shall be upon all faces, and baldness upon all their heads. Verse 25, destruction cometh, they shall seek peace, and there shall be none.
Wait a minute, Brother Yock, before you read verse 3 again, what did you say they're going to do? What did you say they're going to do in verse 25? Now take your time, Brother Yahdai Israel. Look what he said you're going to do when you see. That's why we come humble. We show you the word of Yahweh. But we as a people, we only react when the, not the 11th hour, when the bird or cold or whatever, then you won't know, can I get a word? You see? Look what he said you're going to do. Now remember, he's telling you what you're going to do. Listen, fixing on the counts. He's telling Ezekiel the seer exactly what they're going to do. In verse 25, look what he say.
Look at Ezekiel 7, verse 25. Destruction cometh, they shall seek peace, and there shall be none.
Is that? They're going to seek peace, and there ain't going to be none, see, right here. See, what we're telling you now, all that meanness, all that rabble-rousing, when they find out one thing, they when they find out one thing, I'll leave it alone. I'll catch it tomorrow. When they find out one thing, I'll leave that like it is, because I'll really go some more on that. Read verse 3. Read here. Now, yeah, so I was going to precept that. See, they can find out that the one that you keep on kicking against, and you know, the one you're kicking against, is the one that got the key to get you where you need to get to, and that's why I was told you plainly, pray for the six anointed camps. Seeking your prayer get past your ankle, which I doubted, but try it anyway. Instead of being a murmur, complaining, a backbiter, why don't you seek in your prayer get past the ankle? Because the one that's doing the work is the six anointed camps by bringing you this message to get yourself in prepared that they all going to be seeking peace. But y'all, why ain't going to pay them? No, never mind. The peace is when you fall in line now, you get in where you've been in at. But this verse right here will be prepared. It will be fulfilled at the when the bird crows. Read verse 3 again.
The book of Ezekiel 7, verse number 3. Now as the end come upon thee, I will send mine anger upon you, and will judge you according to your ways. Will recompense upon you all your abomination.
He gonna send his anger on you. He ain't say he gonna do it. We already read if you caught the early part of the lesson, exactly what he's going to do in Zechariah 14, verse 14. So we already know what he's going to do. It's written in Zechariah 14, 14. He's going to send his anger on you. And it's written in Zechariah 14, 14. Oh, my goodness. What did James brother say in 4, verse 10 on that? And we'll close out in 1 Peter 4, verse 7. 17 through 19. Now listen, James, everybody know of these things. Look what James says in 4, verse 10. What did James say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of James, chapter 4, verse number 10 reads, James chapter 4, verse number 10. Humble yourself in the sight of Yahweh, and he shall lift you up.
Humble yourself in the sight of Yahweh, and he will lift you up. All the mean spirits you got, put them things as far as east meets the west. Humble yourself in the sight of Yahweh, then he will lift you up. One verse, Peter 4, verse 7, we'll leave it right there. 4, verse 7, we'll leave it right there. What it says in 4, verse 7? 1 Peter 4, 7, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of 1 Peter 4, verse 7 reads, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
All things of the end is at hand. You see all we're doing? He said that 2,000 years ago, see right here. All things that is on the table is coming to an end. Watch, be sober. If you're a backbiter, murmur, complainer, or on the other end of a backbiter, murmur, complainer, you're not getting to the kingdom. Because he called, he's telling you now, if you not the backbiter, you're not the murmur, you're not the complainer, but you're able to receive the conversation of a backbiter, murmur, complainer, that's not getting in, guess what? You ain't getting in neither. And that's Leviticus 5, 1 and 17. So you see how plain we're trying to make it, can you see right here? That's up to you, Brother Yahdai Israel, until we get back on it again tomorrow. On the sixth day, this is the fifth day of the Feast of Tabernacle, which is Yahweh's feast. What's your closing statement is behind on the fifth day there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
Hallelujah, Quah, hallelujah, Quah, hallelujah, Quah. The other way is rolling out there, see Israel, see you royal. Great work, T. To the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Israel. Let's see me about our elder and get his final thoughts for the fifth day of the feast. And according to the reading up there, it's still 195 international countries still in the room. 11191 still in the room. 11191 on the international side still in the room. So we'll bring our elder in and get his final thoughts on the fifth day of the feast of Yahweh called the Feast of Tabernacle. And we'll see, and we'll go in and find the mothers on the network and the mothers inside of Camp 1, and we'll go for the clothes. And then we'll eat them up and drink them up. People want to think about it. We don't give you the necessary raise. So we go and find our elder, Mr. Tibbs, and bring him in for his final thoughts on the fifth, on the start of the fifth day of Yahweh's Tabernacle. Yahweh's Tabernacle.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, the elder. Well, we know you was on the speaking engagement early part, so if everything remained the same, they say, can you keep their attention span? Well, see, their attention span is trying to get in the room. 195 international countries. 11191 still flashing. Meaning one thing, they're trying to get in to hear some more. It's up to you to tell them some more. You and the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And yes, I do believe you're correct. There is an outstanding number of people that came to hear the words of Yahweh, which total out to be 111,091 listeners to hear the words of Yahweh and the information we have to give you. Wow, that's really something. Well, it makes me think. We might not be able to explain it the way that most want to hear it, but it tells me that in 2 Corinthians 11:5. I suppose I was not a wit behind the chief apostles. Maybe I'm not as smart, as witty as most people would like to voice their opinions, but we will get it out there the way that it should be understood. For the past few days, for time's sake, we won't cover a lot. But tomorrow, we will cover the final part of the B information. But today, we are going to probably just continue to broadcast. Seem like I'm hearing myself talk. I had to pause there for a second. So we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. And we thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you all's ways with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you all have not. This is information that you came to seek, and now you found that which you sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadah. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday, but on special occasions like today, the Feast of Tabernacles, yes, we do. We also have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time for that, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We're also using a website address. To use this, open up any one of your search engines on your smart devices. On the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahuwah loves the cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is also greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days like the one we're having today. Calendar will be explained in biblical detail to explain the feast days, what they are, what they're about, and when they end. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, type in three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We're also using a few numbers you can write as they call with Yahuwah in mind. The first, of course, is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our normal programs, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays or feast days. Usually our time is restarting after 10:30. To get there, type in three words on the search line. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. After you click enter, just look for the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. That's after, of course, you type the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. We're also now, after the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we are also transmitting simultaneously on Pal Talk. We'll be listed on Pal Talk under ethnic groups, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the online topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We are taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will either block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel. But tomorrow's lesson and our commentary, we will continue our discussion on the bees and more detail. It's come to my attention, we need to educate people on more on that honey that Mr. Tibbs have passed out. So at this time, we'll pass our program over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the Elder. Excellent, you're part of. You know, Brother Yahdai and myself, I did say that this is the fifth day of the feast, and Mother D.F. Israel said, no, this is the beginning of the sixth day. So now 69 camps. Now, the seer, I always tell you on all of it, let me know when we close to whatever feast it is and where we at, because like I said again, that get away from me keeping up how many days. I said the fifth day. Brother Yahdai said the fifth day. Mother D.F. Israel said, now we on the sixth day. So now, six anointed camps. I want to hear from you, every last one of y'all. And you tell me exactly what day we on. Because like I said again, we on the fifth day, we on the sixth day, you know, and we read already in the book showing that the king asked the elders, he said, what day, what's going on, what day we on? And they told him over there in that 12th chapter what to do, and he agreed with that in grand style. So I'm not sure if it's the fifth day or the sixth day. But I tell you one thing, I bet y'all find out. What day we on? The fifth day, the sixth day. Mother, he might even come up with it, or five, or six. See what Mother, he got to say. When you meet the camp on, when we meet the Mother E, I see you getting warmed up. That's a good thing. Hallelujah, Yahqua. Mother E, Mother Z. Yahqua, bitch, y'all see right.
Yahqua, bless you, Israel. See you all. Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua. Now, Mother E, before we get started, and Mother D.F. Israel, she already the temple of Yahqua, so Mother D.F. Israel, again, second time, Yahqua, bitch, y'all see right.
Israel, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, what day we on right now of this feast? Well, we know one thing. We know you keep breaking those too. So what day are we on right now, the beginning of what day is this? Now, myself, I say five. Brother Yahweh Israel says five. Mother Israel said no, six. Now, what you got to say behind that, Mother E?
Well, I didn't keep up with all the days because I didn't get in all the days. But last night she was saying we was in the fifth day. So this is going into the sixth day, right?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, right. You pay attention.
It started when the sun went down on the 14th. So the 15th was the first day. Out from there, I just was just telling you. All
there. Right.
Okay.
All
so
right.
Now you started on the when the sun went down on.
Okay, Mother E, what you saying, Mother E?
When the sun went down on the 14th.
Mother E, what you saying? Because if I said yesterday it was the fifth day yesterday, then today you're right. They got to add on to it to make the sixth. It just I was a little confounded myself, and I asked the senior elder, teacher elder, Brother Yagdai. He said, "Well, okay, that sounds good to me. That's fine." He said it sounds good to him. So I'm telling you, I don't know. But so now you said yesterday I said it was the fifth day, so today it got to be six on Mother E.
Pardon me?
So you said what we're on now, it's the sixth day, right?
Well, still, if you started on the last Thursday evening when the sun went down.
Okay.
That was going into the
right.
First day on Friday.
Right.
You count from them.
Okay.
Friday. So Friday would have been the first day, and Saturday the
okay.
second, and Sunday the third, Monday the fourth,
okay.
and Tuesday the fifth, and
okay.
what's the day? The day is
Tuesday. Day is. Yeah.
So the day, if,
well,
if the day is,
we gonna work on it. Huh?
If the day
well,
is Tuesday, then that's the fifth day. I don't know.
The way to count.
Okay. Well, I tell you one thing. We'll get it. We'll We all come to a consensus, Charlie, because one thing about it, you know, after Brother Yock died, I heard that, you know, but then there, he's a pencil man, so right now he already working on it right now. See, one thing about it, when it comes out of solving things, Brother Yock died, he is ready. He just read in on solving some stuff, so we'll have the answer, Charlie. Ain't no question about it. We have the answer, Charlie. Exactly what we on is we on the beginning of the fifth day or the beginning of the sixth day. We don't know, Charlie. One thing we do know, all the pins have started going to work. We know that. So that's a good thing. So we're going to open up for the close of this lesson now. I'm going to take this. We say, what's in the room? Chapter 2.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to open up and Baruch chapter 4, but now we're going to open up in Baruch chapter 2 and verse 22. Make Baruch 2:22 and read down to get that one. And Mother E had me Baruch chapter 4 waiting on me, four around by verse number 26. Old 26. About 28.
Baruch chapter 2, verse 22.
Let's read a little bit and see what he's saying.
But if you will not hear the voice of Yahweh to serve the king of Babylon, 23, I will cause to cease out of the city of Yahdajudah and from without Yahdajudah the voice of mark and voice of joy, the voice of bride, the voice of the bride, and the whole land shall be desolate of inhabitants. But we would not hearken, listen unto your voice to serve the king of Babylon. Therefore have you made good the words that, namely, when the word that thou speakest your servant hear, namely, that the bones of our king and the bones of our father should be taken out of their place. 25. And lo, they are cast out to the heat of the day and to the frost of the night, and they died in great misery by famine, by sword, and by pestilence. 26. The family which is called by your name has thou laid waste, as it is to be seen this day, for the wickedness of the family of Israel and the family of Yahdajudah. 27. O Yahweh, our Yahweh, thou hast dealt with us after all the goodness, and according to all thou great mercy of thine. 28. As thou spakest by your servant Moses in the day when thou did command him to write your Torah instruction before the children of Israel, saying, if you will not hear my voice, suddenly this very great multitude shall be turned to a small number among the nations where I will scatter them. For I know that they would not hear me because it is a stiff-necked. But in the land of their captivity, they shall remember themselves, 31, and shall know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, for I will give them and mind and ear to hear, 32. And they shall praise me in the land of their captivity, and think upon my name, their wicked deeds, for they shall remember the way of their fathers which sinned before Yahweh. And I will bring them again into the land which I promised with an oath to their father Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and they shall be Yahweh's of it. And I will increase them, and they shall not be diminished.
Mm-hmm.
35.
Yeah, 35, then back to 34 more times. 35.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with them to be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people, and I will no more drive my people of Israel out of the land that I have given them.
Mm-hmm. 34, because of what? What they're going to be. See, this is why we know in writing, when the Israelites left in 1968 to go to that land, they had no business in that land. So they went on that land and made a deal to get in that land. But Yahweh says in the Bible, told Baruch, when the children of my people go back to the land, this is their position when they head into the land in verse 34. So those, listen real carefully, here goes the game changer on those that's in the land. With children of Israel to go to the land, this is your position according to the Bible in 34. What does it say?
Baruch chapter 2, verse 34. And I will bring them again into the land which I promised with an oath unto their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and they shall be Yahweh's of the land.
Wait a minute. When they get to the land, they're going to be what?
Yahweh's of
the land. When you go back to the land, you're going to be Yahweh's over the land. You're not bargaining with nobody. They're not going to point at you, no gunfight. You're going to be quiet and put all your babies off into my army. When you go back to the land, Yahweh said, you will be Yahweh's of the land. That means you be an absolute ruler of the land. You will not take orders. You will give orders. That's why we know one thing. The Bible is right. So that's why Israel is in trouble today, because they make moves on emotion, not the Bible. The Almighty said, when you're going back to the land, I'm going to take you back to the land. And when you get there, you're going to be Yahweh's over that land, not cutting no deals. And right now, the descendants of Esau right now, he got his boots saying, you got to get up out of the land right now. Yahweh don't cut no deals. Keep that in your mind. Mother E, let's go to that fourth chapter and look at verse 1 through 8, then skip down to 22, down to verse 27. Make the 29, I mean. On to Baruch chapter 4, 1 through 8, 22, down to verse 29. Listen real good.
Okay.
Baruch.
The book is,
chapter 4.
The book.
8, down to 22, 29.
The book of Baruch, chapter 4, verses 1 to 8. 22 to 29.
Yes,
verse 1. This is the book of the Torah instruction of Yahweh, and the Torah instruction that endures forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die. Verse 2. Turn thee, O Israel, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that thou mayest be illuminated. Verse 3. Give not thine honor to another, nor the things that are profitable unto thee to a stranger, to a strange nation. Verse 4. O Israel, happy are we, for things that are pleasant to Yahweh are made known unto us. Verse 5. Be of good cheer, my people. The memorial of Israel. Verse 6. You are sold to the nation, not for your destruction, but because you moved Yahweh to wrath. You were delivered unto the enemy. Verse 7. For you provoked him that made you by sacrificing unto devil and not to Yahweh. Verse 8. You have forgotten the everlasting Yahweh that brought you up, and you have grieved Judah, the nurse that nourished you. Verse 22. Verse 22. For my hope is in the everlasting, that he will save you, and joy is come to me from the righteous one, because of the mercy which shall soon come unto you from the everlasting our Savior. Verse 23. For I sent you out with mourning and weeping, but Yahweh will give you to me again with joy and gladness forever. 24. Like as now, the neighbors are fallen by Zion have seen your captivity, so shall they see shortly your salvation from our Yahweh, which shall come upon you with great honor and brightness of the everlasting. Verse 25. My children suffer patiently the wrath that is come upon you from Yahweh, for thine enemies have persecuted thee, but shortly thou shalt see his destruction, and shall tread upon his name. Verse 26. My delicate ones have gone baldy away, and were taken away as a flock caught of the enemy. Verse 27. Be of good comfort, O my children, and cry unto Yahweh, for you shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you. 28. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so be in return, seek him 10 times more. Verse 29. For he that has brought thee, for he that has brought thee led upon you, shall bring you everlasting joy again with your salvation.
That's plain. Let's say in verse 27, 28 again, Moby. So he's making it plain. And that's why it's so important to understand something. He's telling you exactly what to do and why you in trouble today and how long you're going to remain in trouble. He's telling you everything, see, right here. Look what he said in verse 27, 28.
The book of Arad, chapter 4,
verse 27, verse 28. Verse 27. Be of good comfort, O my children, and cry unto Yahweh, for you shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you. 28. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so being returned, seek him 10 times more.
Hear me saying? He said, now on your return, you got to seek him 10 times more. He said, he the one brought up everything on you by calling in from the beginning. Go to Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Now, Mother E. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. These are certain things we got to put down and kick it to the curb. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 10 and 11 says,
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 10 and verse 11. For the ears of the jealous mind, all things. For the ears of a jealous mind, all things, and the noise of mourning is not heeded. Verse 11. Therefore, beware of mourning, which is unprofitable, and refrain your tongue from backbiting, for there is no word so secret that shall go forth not, and the mouth that Elias slayed the soul.
Mm-hmm. So he said, the ears hear you when you is backbiting. He says, the ears hear you. He's telling you, stop. Stop being a backbiter. That's what he said. Now read that again, Mother. You on something that, Mother E? So he said, the ears is hearing you. Now hold that point. Let's precept that. See, the ears is hearing you being a murmur, complainer, a backbiter, peeping out the window, ain't following no instructions, got the mouth going. He's saying, the ears hear you. Now what are you talking about? Back up to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Back up. And then show you what he's saying about that. Deuteronomy chapter 7, and pick it at verse number 9 through 11. Deuteronomy 7, 9 through 11. What's the name of the Deuteronomy chapter 7, 9 through 11.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 9 through 11. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Know therefore that the Yahweh, your Yahweh, he is Yahweh, the faithful Yahweh, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his Torah instruction to a thousand generations.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, kingdom.
What else you say, Mother E?
Verse 10. And repent and repay them that hate him to their face. To destroy them, he will not be slack to him that hate him. He will repay him to his face. Verse 11. Thus shall therefore keep the Torah instruction and the statutes and the judgment which I commanded thee this day to do this.
Mm-hmm. for. He said, I will pay you to your face. He said, it irritates the murmurs, complainers, and the backbiters. Now, who is this ear that's hearing in Ezekiel 35? 35 there, Mother E. Let's find out who ear is hearing this backbiting, murmuring, complaining. He said, I'm going to get you. And Mother D of Israel had me 10-10 of first rank waiting on me. He said, stop it because I'm hearing you. If you a murmur, complainer, a backbiter, he said, I'm going to pay you to your face. He said, because I hear you. Who was saying this? Let's go to Ezekiel 35, verse 12 and 13. Who is saying this, that I hear you? Ezekiel 35, 12 and 13.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 35, verses 12 and verse 13. Ezekiel 35, verse 12. And thou shalt know that I am Yahweh, and that I have heard all their blasphemy, which I have spoken against me, against the mountain of Israel, saying, they are made desolate, they are given us to consume. Verse 13. Thus with your mouth you have boasted against me and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them.
So, Mother D, Mother E, who heard that in the closing statement in our Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, 10, 11? So now you be able to try this in. Who is hearing it? He says, what I don't want to hear, because he'll call the end from the beginning, I don't want to hear no one that thinks they're going to make it to the kingdom if they are murmur, backbiter, or complainer, and kindness is not coming out of their mouth. Now, what he told you, Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, and closing statement says what? Verse 10 and 11 in the closing statement there, Mother E. What it says?
Wisdom of Solomon
1, 10 and 11.
Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, verse 10 and verse 11. For the ears of Yahweh of jealousy heard all things. And did not.
The ears of who? You see that, Mother E? The ears of who?
The ears of Yahweh the Son.
What happened, WCC? I can't hear Mother E. Mother E of Israel, pick it up for a minute. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, 10 and 11.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10, for the ears of jealousy heareth all things, and the noise of murmuring is not hid. Verse 11. Therefore, beware of murmuring, which is unprofitable, and refrain your tongue from backbiting, for there is no word or secret that shall go for naught, and the mouth that believeth slayeth the soul.
Ain't that something? Well, what is he saying, Mother? What is he saying? He hear everything. He tell you what he telling you to do behind it. I'm hearing you. What he telling you to do?
Don't be a murmur and complainer.
Don't be a murmur, complainer, and backbiter. It's going
to
get you in the fire. See, the man is telling you, if you're a murmur, complainer, or backbiter, if you receive a murmur, a backbiter, and you enter a conversation, you're part of them. The man said, I'm going to pay you to your face. I'm going to get you. He said, you don't get you. You're the man you know. 1 Corinthians 10, 10 says what?
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. Neither murmur you
man is keep telling you. So you enter in murmurs, complainers, backbiters, keeping out the window, all you hear is the mouth, never see the body. At no Sabbath day, at no feast day. Listen, Yahweh said, abort the conversation, because I'm going to get them. He said, my ears is hearing that. He's telling you up front, repent and stop it. WCC, I don't know if Mother E's microphone or clipped or closed. I'm going to see one more time. He says a microphone cleared up. Mother E, what's your closing statement behind that, Mother E? You on the clock. Come on.
Okay. I'll read. Stop by the song. I'll read Psalm 5, and I'm going to read a few verses. Give ear to my words, O Yahweh. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, O my King and my Yahweh. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning. O Yahweh, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Verse 4, for thou art not a Yahweh that hath fled in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. Verse 5, the foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thus hasteth all the hated all the work of sin. Thus shall destroy them that seek leases. The Yahweh will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mosey. Excellent. And we make sure we all get together and find out what day we're on. Fifth day, sixth day, we'll know real soon. All right. Get on tomorrow night for the mobile. The same thing. No doubt about it. Coming back out inside with Mosey of Israel. And we're going to find out what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 16. And look at verse 11, 13, down to verse 18. Let's see what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 16. Verse 11, 13 to 18. Let's see what's going on here. Mother D.F. Israel. Deuteronomy 16. Verse 11, 13 down to verse 18. What does it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 11 to 18.
11, skip down to 13. Read 11 first. Verse 11. Yes, ma'am.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 11. And thou shalt rejoice before Yahweh, Yahweh. You and your son and your daughter, your manservant and your maidservant, and the Levite that is within your gate.
Right.
And the stranger and the fatherless widow that are among you, place with Yahweh. Yahweh has chosen to place his name there.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13.
Listen good.
Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
After that you have gathered in your corn and your wine.
How long are you supposed to observe? How long?
7 days.
Go ahead.
Verse 13. And thou shalt rejoice in the feast. You and your sons and your daughters and your manservant and your maidservant and the Levites, the stranger, and the fatherless and the widows that are within your gates.
Mm-hmm.
15. 7 days shall you keep a solemn feast to Yahweh, your Yahweh, in the place. Yahweh shall.
Mm-hmm.
Because Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall bless you.
You do what?
Bless you.
Mm.
All thine increase.
Okay.
And in all the works of thy
hand before you shall surely rejoice.
Surely rejoice. Hallelujah. Why on that? What did it say?
Three times in a year shall all your males appear before Yahweh, your Yahweh, in the place he shall choose, and the feast of unleavened bread.
We done that already.
In the feast of feasts.
We done it already.
In the feast of tabernacles.
We working on it right now.
And you shall not appear before Yahweh empty.
Yeah.
Every man shall, woman shall give at his table, according to the blessings of Yahweh or Yahweh, which he has given you.
Mm-hmm. 18.
Judges and
yep.
officers
yep.
shall thou make you in all your gates.
Right.
Which Yahweh your Yahweh given you
mm-hmm.
throughout your tribe. And they shall judge the people with just judgment.
Right. Now go to the big 23 verse 1. 1 and 4. Leviticus 23, 1 and 4. Leviticus 23, 1 and 4.
Leviticus chapter 3, verses 1 and 4. Leviticus 23, verses 1 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
mm-hmm.
verse 4, these are priests of Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
even righteous brethren,
yep.
which you shall proclaim their seed.
Mm-hmm. So the feast of Yahweh is righteous gathering, not hell raising days. Righteous gathering. Give down to verse 33 and read down to verse 44, and we'll close out with this.
Leviticus 23, verses 34.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what's going on.
Verse 33. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
uh-huh.
34. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying,
what?
The 15th day of this 7 month
yes.
shall be the feast of tabernacle for 7 days unto Yahweh.
How many days you gonna do it?
7 days.
Oh, okay, 7 days. Okay.
On the first day shall be a righteous gathering.
We did it already.
You shall do no servile work therein.
Okay.
36.
Okay.
7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire
mm-hmm.
unto Yahweh.
Okay.
On the eighth day shall be a righteous gathering.
Uh-huh. So on the eighth day will be righteous. So once the 7 days is over with, on the eighth day will be what kind of way?
A righteous gathering.
Go ahead.
Unto you. And you shall offer an offering made by fire unto
yep.
Yahweh.
Okay.
It is a solemn, a symbol. And you shall do no servile work.
Well, we broke that down in last night lessons. Go ahead. 37.
Yeah. 37. These are the feasts of Yahweh, which you shall find to be a righteous gathering.
Righteous what?
A righteous gathering.
Go ahead.
To offer an offering made by fire to
mm-hmm.
Yahweh,
right.
a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice, drink offering, everything upon his day.
Mm-hmm. We did that. We're working on that right now, right?
38.
What?
Besides the Sabbath
yeah.
of Yahweh, and besides your gifts,
yep.
and besides all your vows,
yes.
and besides all your free will offering,
yep.
which you gave unto Yahweh.
Yeah.
Also, in the 15th day of the 7 month, when you have gathered the hand of the land,
mm-hmm.
you shall keep a feast unto Yahweh 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on eighth day shall be a Sabbath.
Uh-huh. First day, oh, we got that out the way, so now the next Sabbath will be on the eighth day. Uh-huh. Good. Okay. I want that the whole time. Okay, good.
Verse 4.
What?
And you shall take you on the first day the
yep.
of good
mm-hmm. yep. right.
And though of fig trees.
Yep.
Willows of brooks.
Yep. many days?
7 days.
Oh, 7 days, huh?
And you shall give a feast unto Yahweh 7 days.
I mean, well, why do you keep telling you got to do a 7 days? Why do you keep telling us this? He must want us to know. And you should keep it a feast unto who?
Yahweh.
How long?
7 days.
Go ahead.
In
that year, go ahead.
And it shall be a statute forever.
How long?
Forever.
Go ahead.
In your generation.
Yes.
You shall celebrate it.
When?
In the seventh month.
Okay, good.
You shall dwell in booths.
Right.
7 days.
Temporary shelter.
All that are Israelites.
All that, if you're an Israelite, that's why you're supposed to be doing it.
Born shall dwell in booths.
Temporary shelter, go ahead. That your generation may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of slavery. I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, 43 and 44. And Moses declared unto the children of the book, the children of Israel, the feast of Yahweh. Mm-hmm. From the mothers, Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now we hear plainly what we supposed to be doing according to Yahweh. The feast day is 7 days. We don't know what number we on, but we know one thing. We do it the way he tells us to do it, and we expecting a blessing. So see right here. It's an honor count. All we can do is one thing. Do it the way the man tells us to do. He said rejoice. What that mean? First of all, you give him the word. You got the word. Now it's time for eat them up, drink them up, music them up until we come back on tomorrow. We don't know yet. Will it be 6 days, 7 days? We don't know. I don't know. But one thing I do know, we're back on the airways at 7:30. So whatever day it'll be, we'll be back on the airways to tell you some more. So Yahweh beat you all and enjoy the peace at the 6 anointed camps and get the blessing of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Networks this time tomorrow night. Man, one time in the sunset, we ready to go in all the temples, 6 anointed camps. So Yahweh be with you all. And we'll say shalom. Mother E. And Mother D.F. And Brother Yahdai Israel. And all the teachers. And all the princes. Can't you all.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey,
two people in
there. Oh. Okay. Hey. They want to come. Your mom. Hey.
Hello? boys and two girls.
Okay, good. Well, it's time now to get in that kitchen now. We've done our part. Haven't done our part, Moshe of Israel?
Yeah.
We've done our part, hey. And I'm telling you, y'all, what he said, expect a blessing. That's what he said.
You watch the camera? Well, who drove you over here? How did you get here?
Now he's gone.
How did they get here? Get the water in there. Oh, yeah, I got to pour the water out.